Hi, I'm Bill.
I'm Jim.
And welcome to Hopscotch World.
It's been a long time.
It's been a very long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been a very long time.
Yeah.
And in fact, it's 2017.
Yes, it is. Hey, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too.
That's right. And Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
We weren't together at Christmas.
No, you had yourself a nice little Latino Christmas.
See? We went to the Dominican Republic on Christmas week.
Yeah, and it sounds like you had a wonderful time.
Yeah, we did. And that's a great week, honestly, to travel because the resort was only about half full.
Yeah, I would imagine people don't really do resort vacations around Christmas all that much.
It was
probably is a perfect time to do that sort of thing.
We were lucky with the weather. Flights were on time. But everything really went off wonderfully. We had a nice 5-day vacation in Punta Cana.
Yes, we're doing something quite the opposite of that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Cabo.
Yes, you are.
But we're doing it in February break.
So it won't be half full.
I don't expect the resort to be at half capacity.
Probably not.
Nor do I expect travel to be
easy.
Right.
Yeah. And how long will you be in Cabo?
Well, we'll fly to Chicago overnight, then we're in Cabo Saturday to Saturday, and then we're back the following Sunday. We're in Chicago overnight twice.
Oh, okay.
Which will be fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's been 2 years.
2 years since we went. And I loved it the first time, and...
Well, we got some great.
It's going to be great.
Parasailing there.
Oh yeah. We'll get the kids out doing some of those things.
Yeah.
And we'll have a good time.
Oh, that's right. You're bringing the whole brood.
Yes, yeah. That's why it's not going to travel. Won't be so easy.
No, that's right. It'll be like herding cats.
Yes.
Oh, they're going to have a blast.
Yeah, I think so. I hope they do because this is like big vacation.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
we've been talking. Because even though we haven't been recording, we have been in communication and we see each other frequently.
Yes.
And we every time we do, we say, well, I've got this big backlog of whiskey. We've been talking about this backlog for, God, a year, 2 years now.
Oh, it's been piling up, yes.
And it just keeps growing.
Yes.
So, I came over tonight. Great dinner. Delicious. It's always good.
Yeah.
Food's very good here.
I did very little for dinner this time. April. It was all April.
So. Oh, well, hey. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So the first thing, first item of business was, what are we going to review tonight?
Yeah, we looked at the bar and said, wow, we didn't want to do something that's going to be, we've got a nice little probably 3 or 4 part treat that we've got to get ourselves working on, but I think that's more of a summer project.
Yeah, I think so.
And we've got a few different scotches around,
but we'll get to it.
We've got something that we both believe is well within our wheelhouse today.
I think so.
I
had to Google the pronunciation.
It's been deep on the shelf for, I think we've had this almost a year.
I think you're right.
And we've been staring at these barber pole stripes for a little while and,
a little dust on.
Yeah, let me pull the dust off the top of the box there. It's the Glenmorangie.
Yes, and they pronounce this one Mealshon.
Mealshon.
Right. And
Mealshon, private edition.
So I Googled that, and what it is, it's Scots Gaelic for sweet things.
Ooh. It says extra matured in retoasted wine cask.
Really?
Retoasted wine cask.
Retoasted.
Yes.
All right. Well,
so we will toast.
We expect it to be a little perhaps smoky, perhaps toasty, perhaps sweet, because they call it
the sweet thing. Yes. There you go. Have a quick look at that. That's
not bad. Not bad at all.
That's a nice deep copper color to it.
Yeah, I think so. Look at that.
Once you get past the barber stripes on the bottle in the box.
Yeah.
It's got a nice little gold stamp on the top of it, mm-hmm. and a very classic Glenmorangie label.
Mm-hmm.
The red throws me off a little bit, but you look deep into the color of the whiskey. It's a nice copper look. So I think what I'm going to do is I'll peel off a little bit of this red wrapper.
Okay.
Take a look. It's your stereotypical wooden peg on top here. But this, again, I like the color.
Nice
I really
color.
Do like the color. I found that, you know, as we've discussed in the past, the color and the taste, it's not an indicator, we'll say.
It is not, but yet the deeper colors are very attractive.
They are. It's a nice look. Wow, it's a very soft cork.
That's a different cork.
It's a tapered cork, see?
Oh, yeah.
That would be why.
Oh.
It's a very strong scent, too. Right off the
cork. Right off the cork it is. Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, so it's a quick fruity scent right off the cork.
A little toasty as well.
Yeah. Yeah, this is interesting. Well, let me give it a little pour.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Nice.
There you go, sir. Oh, it still looks very nice and coppery, golden copper hue to it. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, I love that.
It's got a nice sweetness to the nose, doesn't it?
It does. But almost citrusy as well.
Yes. A little bit. A little fruity. A
little bit.
I like it.
I like it a lot.
I can smell the sweet. I think this is going to be one of my more enjoyable ones.
Right?
Like the other ones aren't enjoyable, right? Perhaps a bit of vapor gets you high in
yeah.
the nose. Right?
Yeah, I feel it in the nose.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. It's not just a scent. It's a sensation.
Very good. Tried to warm it a bit. It didn't seem to change the nose.
No, it doesn't. But again, sweet, fruity,
mm-hmm.
a little vapory.
Can't wait. Ready?
Yeah. Shall we? And since this is extra toasted, shall we again?
Yes, I think we shall. I just noticed nice legs on here, too.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking the same thing. I was looking at your glass and thinking, wow, look at that crawl up this side.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's pretty.
Warmth.
Oh, yes.
Not as sweet as I thought it would be.
I know exactly what they mean by the toasted. There's that very... Wow, okay, so I'm going to contradict myself. It's bitter and sweet.
Yes.
It's got a flat, dry bitterness,
yeah.
almost tongue depressor.
That's pretty good, yeah.
And then...
Not quite as woody, but yes.
But that type of dryness and flavor.
Yeah.
And then you get a really good, sweet follow-through. And a nice, slow warmth going down.
Swish it in front of my teeth. I still feel mm-hmm. the warmth on my gums. But after you swallow, as your mouth dries a bit, you kind of get that sweetness
yeah.
to the back a little bit. So yes, more of a bitter woodiness up front. And not terribly woody.
No. No, it's not like chewing on bark.
No.
But there's that, ah.
Yeah.
You just get that taste of wood while the doctor's putting that thing down your throat to look at the tonsils, you know?
Right.
And it's not to the point where, ooh, that's harsh. Because it's a nice subtle bitterness that sets you up for the full flavor that comes right after.
It's mostly a finish is the rest of the flavor, mm-hmm. I think.
I like to think our friends that weren't as fond of the Mortlach when we brought it to the tasting would enjoy this. It's got a little bit of something for everything.
Yeah.
It's a mild-ish wood flavor, but it's still wood. And there's smoke. I mean, there's smoke, there's wood. There's enough to taste. And if you wanted to, that's the taste you could focus on.
It's pretty well balanced because I sense more toasty wood than I do smoke.
Mm-hmm. But there's a little. A
little bit. I get the sweetness on the finish.
Mm-hmm.
It smells more fruity than I taste.
I agree with that. But there's a sweet lingering aftertaste.
Yeah.
Which I like.
I like it too.
You know... One of my favorite characteristics of whiskey is that late chewing gum sweetness that lingers on.
And this is pretty mild as far as that.
Yes.
Juicy fruit.
It does, it's not a strong sweetness, but it's that just enough to want you to get a little more.
Right. And it makes me curious as to what the water and the mm-hmm. stones will do, if it'll bring that up a little bit more.
Oh, I agree. Because usually they do change the characteristics some.
Now, more than the stones, I'm looking forward to the water. I want to see it break apart a little bit. See.
Now, the last couple of bottles have surprised us with the water, I believe.
Yeah, they have.
And, you know, it'll be interesting to see what we come up with. But again, this walks all the way to the top of the glass.
Yes, it does.
That's fantastic.
Yes, it does.
You got fruit scents,
mm-hmm.
there's sweetness, dryness,
mm-hmm.
smoke, wood.
A lot of stuff, and it's pretty well balanced.
Toast. It's a 21 flavor salute.
So this is a Highland single malt. Wow, even a big mouthful still just as smooth.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, I'm getting more of the sweetness now.
I was just thinking the same, almost creamy sweetness.
Yeah, kind of that vanilla that I described.
Mm, really good. But it's like, again, with a toasty finish.
Mm-hmm.
I like this a lot.
I do too.
I
like the warmth in my mouth, but it also goes down your chest, too.
Flavorful whiskey is what this is.
Oh, boy. This is a good one.
Why don't we drop a little water and see how we can break this up? There we go.
Well, I smell the wood a little more.
I was going to say, wow. This did not...
Still sweet.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I think the scent has become sweeter. Yeah.
Take some of the vapor out, too.
But I was going to say, but it still has a full nose. I like that. I like it a lot. Higher in the nose. Subtler, but still sweet.
Yeah.
But
definitely sweet, but I think it brought more of the wood.
I was going to say
out.
A little bit flatter on the toast.
Yes, more outright wood than toast.
Shall we?
Sure.
Mmm.
Sweeter on the tongue. Much better balanced.
Butter. Smooth. Slides right through.
Yeah.
Mm.
Sweeter. Took the heat out.
It did take the full finish off.
Mm-hmm. Much sweeter up front. I mean, as you're drinking it, it's mm-hmm. sweet on your tongue.
And it's sweet on your tongue, but still the popsicle stick.
Yeah, there's still the wood. Yes.
The wood is still...
Not as dry, though.
No, but it's consistent. A lot of times with woodier... whiskey, we put a little water in it, it tends to really drown out the wood and bring out more of the fruit and the sweetness. This actually, I wouldn't say it's sweeter, it's just smoother, softer. It softens the other taste to
right. I think it
allow
the
sweetness.
Front.
Yeah.
It's not a more degree of it.
It's a balancer.
A little more juicy fruit, too, so maybe
yes,
we're getting
more
of the
it's
fruit. Get,
I was just going to say that. A little fruitier.
Yeah.
A little
yeah.
bit more of the balance of the fruits.
Right.
It's funny because when you smelled it, fresh off the cork, fresh out of the bottle, I'm thinking citrusy. But now I'm thinking almost like a juicier fruit, like a pear or something like that. Right. It's really interesting. I mean, this is an interesting taste.
Ooh. Now, I miss the warmth, but I like the balance of this a little better.
Better than the neat. Now, that what is there?
It's just not as dry.
No, it's not as dry. I'll get that would be it.
That'd be the change.
It's that same flavor with less dryness. It's not
a tongue depressor. That's a really good
mm-hmm.
description.
I'm drinking tongue depressor with, I don't know, a slight touch of caramel and a bit of pear juice and vanilla.
Yeah.
And it's a fabulous taste.
Right.
I like this a lot. This
too.
Is a really good bottle of scotch.
I'm curious as to what the price was.
I believe, and it was a year ago, I'm going to say that's probably in the $60 to $80 range.
Okay.
Ridiculous, but not cheap. But it doesn't have an age statement on it.
No, it doesn't. It's a single malt, though.
It's definitely single malt.
Which are getting harder to come by.
It's a 92 proof. Our most exuberant private edition whiskey yet, sumptuous and Moorish. It's brimming with sweetness and piquancy. The sweetness and piquancy of the toasted casks. Its flavors are rich, delicious, and bursting to get out. The magnificent product of this innovated wood finish.
I like it.
So I happen to have this bag of cold rocks with me.
I see
Jim.
That, yeah.
Lovely.
All right.
Mm.
Let's let this cool for a second.
I think that's the right thing to do. Okay, so rocks definitely kill the vapor.
A little bit of smoke.
Yes, you still get a little smoke.
And sweet.
But it doesn't rise through the nose.
No.
Basically. Actually, though, you get a little bit more fruit.
That's the sweetness that I'm smelling.
Oh, I like that.
I like the smoke.
I love how 30 seconds later, you just touch the edge yeah. and feel how much cooler that is.
Yeah.
Shall we? Mmm. Ooh, very interesting.
Do you taste smoke?
Yes.
Do you?
It's taken the wood and added a little bit more charred wood.
I'm getting that now, more on the finish.
Mm-hmm.
At first, after I swallowed, I kind of got a vapory backdraft into my nose.
This gave you a mouthful of vapor.
Yeah.
interesting. That's what I was saying. It was interesting. It was like a lot of times when you have a big whiskey, you get a big finish and you get a back draft. This gives you a front draft. It was like you couldn't breathe up front. But as it goes down, there's no full finish. It doesn't really get past the back of your throat as far as...
Yeah. No, there's no heat.
Really. Heat. But it was like pulling the breath out of you from the front.
That was really interesting. The ton of stuff went on at the same time. And the longer I'm away from it, the more dry my mouth is. It seems to dry out your mouth.
But it's still very...
And I'm getting a bit more of the wood now.
Yeah, my whole mouth is dry.
Yeah, this really dries out your mouth.
Yeah.
Which I don't expect.
No, I didn't expect that at all.
You would think that'd be neat, not chilled. I have to say, this was a pretty radical change.
It is, but I don't like it as
much. I don't think I like it. I mean, I'm not saying I hate it.
No, but it's a...
I like the water better.
It's muted the fruity flavors. It's bittered the wood flavor.
Yeah.
It's opened up a little bit more of the charcoal-y toasted flavor.
Yeah.
How ironic that chilling brings out the toast.
You would think that would be neat. I like neat better, but I think I like water the best.
I think I'm in that exact same spot with you. I'm definitely calling it right here, right now. I'm a water guy with this whiskey.
Again, vapor. When the vapor comes up, it comes up into my nose.
Yes, it's all high. All high. It's a sinus.
Yeah.
It's the Afrin of whiskey tasting. So I wanted to wait until we've tried all three times before I read to you
the
way the box describes it. We toasted these with the live flame to enhance the sweeter notes. I wouldn't say that's necessarily what you get out of it. It's copper beech in color. Its bouquet is sweet and spicy with hints of sugar cane, ripe fruits, fudge, candy, sweetness, and buttery coconut. I get no coconut out
of this. No coconut. Now, you did use the word butter in describing its smoothness.
Yes.
Which is interesting.
Phenomenally and unforgettably, the taste displays all of that abundant sweet shop extravagance. It blazes with complex sugar-coated flavors. Tart, plummy fruit. Okay, I can live with that.
Yeah.
Cherries. I didn't get that. Angelica and candied orange peel. I got the citrus in the scent, but not necessarily the taste.
I didn't taste it. And you must have a bit sharper sense of smell.
I have a terrible sense of smell.
To me, it was just sweet. I didn't identify it as...
The sweet things of its Gaelic name, other fruits, peaches, nectarines, plums, and melons are present too.
No.
I got pears, not necessarily peaches. A whiskey of depth, its lingering finish features ginger, brown sugar, and cake mix.
No, I don't get that. Cake mix, like a cake batter? No. It's not that sweet. It's not that creamy. There's a hint of vanilla, but to me, vanilla means sweet.
I think they overworded the box because I don't get all those flavors. I mean, it's complex. There's a lot in it.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't get fudge, cake, any of that stuff.
No.
I get a little citrus. I get a little sweet fruit. I call it pear. They call it peach.
Grapefruit, I think, is what I was reaching for. You know
it's bitter...
Yet sweet at the same time.
Yeah, I get
a little of that going on
I've
in here.
I've yet to meet a grapefruit that I really enjoyed. I mean, it's a great whiskey.
Oh, this is terrific. And any of the three ways is very good.
I mean, the chilled is so different than the water.
Yeah.
I mean, the water enhances the neat and opens it up a little bit better.
Yes.
This kills some things. It enhances the flavors that I don't necessarily find all that pleasing. It kind of takes away, it's not tongue depressor wood now. It's more that, like it says, toasted wood.
Yeah.
It's like the burnt side of the match.
Yeah, and very dry.
Very dry. Unbelievable how much it dried out with the rocks.
Now, maybe to some of our Eli friends.
Yes.
They may like this better. It doesn't have the peat, but it's
back to my earlier statement. This could be something that our friends who backed off our Mortlock could really learn to enjoy. This could be one of those something for everybody whiskeys.
Right. So, yeah, I think there's a little bit of something for everybody here.
I love the variety it gives you.
I do, too. Now, this is a special edition.
It says so.
Right?
It says private edition.
Now, see, these are the kinds of whiskeys that we really like. You like to be able to taste it three different ways and get three different whiskeys. That's a lot of fun when you're like, wow, look at what this one little change, you know, one little thing we did different.
If you want to bring in something that's going to have a different flavor for people looking for different flavors, if you know you got one guy who likes a nice woody taste, somebody else likes a nice sweet taste, you can give them each a glass of this, and they'll both taste different things. I like that a lot.
I do too.
Jim.
All right. Bill, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for dinner tonight. What a wonderful time.
You guys are always welcome.
Thank you for listening to Hopscotch Rumors.